You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the dance hall pimps and their latest release, Beast for Love. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for the dance hall pimps and their new release, Beast for Love. Rockwired had a chance to speak with RJC of the dance hall pimps regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here are the dance hall pimps with the title track of their new CD, Beast for Love.
Start that way, and you know that beast for love.
That was the Dance Hall Pimps with the title track of their new CD, Beast for Love. Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with RJC of Dance Hall Pimps regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a great CD that you guys have here, and now that it's out there for everybody to listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
I'm really pleased with it, and thank you for asking me that question, because as artists, we always second-guess ourselves, right?
Right.
You know, and we had to remix this record. We finished the record, turned it into the label. Label said, we love your, you know, we love everything, exceeds expectations, but we don't like the modern mix. We wanted a retro mix. And it's like, oh, God, we didn't record it like a retro mix, you know, but we went in, remixed the whole thing, and got it out, and, you know, that was one of those moments when you think, oh, my God, did we just ruin our record? And, now that we've heard it and now that it's out, it's like, it's very cool.
Retro mix, what do you mean? Like,
well, if you think about it, like, modern music is mixed full span, you know, so that in your car stereo, like if you got your iPod in your car stereo, or if you're playing a CD in your car stereo, which, by the way, still sounds better than an iPod,
right.
You're going to hear every part in every speaker with the equalization in every speaker.
I see.
And in retro mix, you won't hear it. It's going to be left, right, center. So the center is usually the lead, and left over here is might be drums and bass, and over on the right is going to be your horns and your keyboards. And it's a left-right-center mix, very retro, very, you know, pre-80s. And that makes for a very cool sound because you can hear all the instruments a lot more distinctly. But what you don't get is this wall of sound. You don't get this sort of, like, full-textured, you know, kind of modern sound that you normally hear on records, especially on pop records. So we did this retro rock mix, and it really worked.
I see. So it was just a matter of mixing. It wasn't a matter of re-recording anything.
Oh, God,
then.
No. Thank God it wasn't a re-recording, you know. But, you know, if there are sound engineers listening or reading this interview, they are going to say, oh, wait, you can't do that. You have to record it differently to mix it differently. And then my producer said the same thing, but we went back and we managed to do it without having to re-record.
I see. And talk about some of the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
Yeah, thanks. There are six members in the band, and mostly they come from very different musical backgrounds. You know, starting with myself, you know, I was a child actor in the musical theater, and then I was that little kid who played all those little kid parts, and then I grew up and became a blues guy and was a solo blues artist for my early 20s. Then I left music, and this is my return. Jeff Girard, our lead guitar player, was the guitar player for the what I consider a super group, the Motels, in the 1970s and 80s, and that's a new wave band. And, like, new wave music, it's, you know, some of us don't even think that's rock and roll. you know, and then Steve Carr is our sax player, also clarinet and flute. He comes from the jazz world. He was on Buddy Collette's 2001 Grammy-nominated concert record. He was a featured soloist on that record. He's a jazz guy who has real rock and roll chops, but he's a jazz cat. Eddie Fish is a goth rock kind of guy with a jazz background through his dad, but definitely a rock and roller. Vic Baron Mechenis is a Latin guy with rock and roll chops. And then Bruce Mann is British, so he's in a whole nother fourth dimension. And he went to the London Academy of Music. He played in orchestras on the trumpet, and like many classically trained or college-educated musicians, of which there are three in the band, you know, we learn keyboards, but Bruce is actually pretty talented on keyboards, so he's our keyboardist and our trumpet player, but he's a classically trained musician, so is Steve, and so am I.
So talk about how this cast of characters, you know, got on the same page to want to be in a band like Dance Hall Pimps.
Well, it was serendipity. It started out with Jeff and I playing a duo together. There's this underground cabaret scene in L.A. back in 2009, and each cabaret had a theme. And one theme, one year, one month was fairy tale. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do? And my wife suggested, you know that old blues song you wrote called I'm No Prince Charming and You're No Snow White? That would be perfect for the fairy tale theme. So I said, yeah, I'll perform that. And then I asked Jeff, who was dating my wife's best friend, to play the song with me. So we started as a duo. And it went over so well that they asked us back. We sort of became the house band for this underground cabaret. And Jeff and I formed a band around that experience. And Jeff knew Vic, Vic knew Eddie. I recognized Eddie when he walked into the first rehearsal. I'd seen him at all the golf clubs in L.A. Didn't even know he was a bass player. That dude. Bruce joined the band later when our original sax player couldn't make a gig, and then played so well he stayed. And then our original sax player, Matt Lilly, who was a great sax player, wanted to get back into the jazz world. And I called Steve Carr, who I found on a Google search, and I asked if one of his students wanted to play with us, because I didn't think somebody like Steve would want to play rock and roll and rockabilly and roots rock. And he listened to what we were doing. He said, well, I think I might want to do it. And by the end of, by early 2010, the band was formed.
And with this CD, I mean, it's got a mix. You got a mixture of original material, and you got a couple of covers here, and good ones at that. Talk about how you selected some of the songs to be covered.
Well, it came from our stage show. When we first started out, we didn't have enough original material to do a whole set of original songs. We had about 5 original songs, and we were writing furiously, but we had to fill in the set, so we would pick covers of songs that we really liked. And Spell on You was actually, if you look on the liner notes of the CD, one of the first people we thank is a woman named Mariah Yopst, who suggested that we play I Put a Spell on You, and is in many ways responsible for the creation of this band. And so we've been playing I Put a Spell on You from the very beginning. And then Walking the Wild Side was Eddie's wild idea for one of our very first gigs. He said, you know, why don't we just do a song nobody ever really covers? Let's do Walking the Wild Side. That'll really change it up, because we were looking for something mellow. And it sort of stuck. And we put those two songs on the record because, one, we love the arrangements of them. And I Put a Spell on You is one of the greatest songs of all rock and roll and blues. And no one ever really covers Walking the Wild Side very often. And we think it's a great song, and we think it has a lot of musical possibilities. And if people will get our record and listen to Walk on the Wild Side, you might think it starts a little traditional, but you hang in there. It's going to change up on you.
Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com. From their CD Beast for Love, here are the Dance Hall Pimps once again with Mommy Was a Zombie.
This way. Mommy was a zombie, I wasn't part of her plan. Mommy was a zombie, Daddy the invisible man. Apothecary lovers used to sneak in at night and carry Mommy dearest away. Her soul left her body on an endless flight. She's still a walking corpse today. Mommy was a zombie, I wasn't part of her plan. Mommy was a zombie, Daddy the invisible man. Just 16, a sacrificial lamb on the run. Psychosis, diagnosis, and sclerosis. I finally Mommy's zombie son. Mommy was a zombie, I wasn't part of her plan. Mommy was a zombie, Daddy the invisible man. Mommy was a zombie, Daddy the invisible man. Mommy was a zombie, Daddy the invisible man. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different, something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Dance Hall Pimps and their new CD, Beast for Love. Rockwired had a chance to speak with RJC of Dance Hall Pimps regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Talk about the creative process that takes place within a band like this. How do you guys go about putting a song together?
Well, normally there's a primary songwriter or a primary songwriters. Most of the songs are written by one person, a lot of them are me, or they're written by two people, you know, music and lyricists, and they sort of bring the music to the rehearsal. And they might send out a scratch demo that they made at home for the band to listen to, and or they run it by me first because, you know, ultimately, no, this band is not a democracy. You know, we play what I want to play. And so they run it by me first, see if it's something that works, you know, something that resonates with me. But ultimately we bring it to the band in the rehearsal. We play through it. We jam through it. And frankly, that's one of the funnest times we have in rehearsals, when we're, like, playing through a new piece of music, seeing if it takes, you know, seeing if it, you know, gets us going, if we can see its possibilities. And if it kind of gets past that process, Then we start really working on arrangements, and we might, you know, tell each other, like, you know, I think the lyrics on this bridge, you can do better on that. Try this, try that. And we try to figure out the right key, the right, you know, sort of vibe to the song. To give you an example, Underneath Your Stone, which is this, like, driving surf rock song written by Bruce Mann, our keyboard and trumpet player. When he first played it for me, I've said this publicly before, it's like, Bruce brought his guitar, and he sat down and he played it, and if you've listened to Underneath Your Stone, it's a real driving rock song. The way Bruce first played it to me, it sounded like early 1970s David Bowie in a frock and a 12-string guitar.
Wow.
and he goes, but it's a rock song. And I immediately recognized that it is a rock song. It's a total rock song. It was just the way he was presenting it. So we have the ability to see the potential in these songs when they're first presented. And what happens with these six guys from different backgrounds is something happens in that, you know, when we're bantering that song around each other, that it becomes a pimp song.
And a couple of songs off of the album, you know, really, you know, jump out at me. One is the title track. Talk about the inspiration behind it.
Thanks. Beast for Love. The inspiration goes back to the Big Band era, which is an era I love. And in particular, Gene Krupa and the way he played on Sing Sing Sing, which was, I think, a Woody Herman song. If I'm not incorrect. But Gene Krupa played on Sing Sing Sing, and the way he hit that drum, boom, 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 you know that. I wanted a song that had that. And so starting with that, I figured out how we're going to get that big band sound with six guys. And so I wrote a song that really should be played by a big band, but we play it with six guys. But it was all started with that drum beat.
And then the other one is the Mommy Was a Zombie. I'm listening to the lyrics very carefully, and it's a pretty heavy song.
Thank you for listening to the lyrics. One of the things we love to do in the Pimps, there are some songs that are just fun. I mean, Beast for Love is just fun. It's a song about how every monster movie is about really a love story. But some of these songs are deceptively playful musically with a pretty serious message underneath, and Mommy Was a Zombie, which is the single off the record, is such a song. Mommy Was a Zombie is not about zombies. It's about being raised by a drug addict mom.
Right.
And an AWOL, and dad is AWOL. And that song was inspired by a guy that I know who just, we were talking about how we were raised, and he said, you know, my mom was a zombie. I wasn't part of her plan. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one. And so I kind of made a mental note on that. And I was working, I was like, what do I rhyme with plan? And it's like, his dad was AWOL. I said, Mommy was a zombie, I wasn't part of her plan. Daddy the Invisible Man. And, you know, the song wrote itself after that. The good news is that Andrew, also thanked on the liner notes of the record, is doing great. Anyway, he had a very hard time growing up, but he's doing fine now. But that's what the Mommy Was a Zombie is really about.
And describe a live show by the Dance Hall Pimps.
Now, a live show by the Dance Hall Pimps. You know, we're not New Orleans musicians, and I'm not going to claim to be New Orleans musicians. We love New Orleans, and that vibe and that style inspires us, and we pay homage to it. And if you love New Orleans music, please listen to New Orleans musicians and support them. But it has been said that a Dance Hall Pimps show, especially if it's in a smaller venue, is like going to a joint in New Orleans and having a really great time. We're a show band, and we like to really put on a show for the folks and get the audience involved. And if you're at a Dance Hall Pimps show, you're almost guaranteed that there's going to be usually women, although sometimes men, dancing their asses off right in front of the stage.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, two things. Thanks for asking that question. First, a really good time. You know, this is a record for people who aren't so cool that they can't be seen having a great time, you know?
Right.
I want people to have a great time with this record. This is a record to have fun with. To drum on your steering wheel of your car as you're listening to it. And then secondly, if you want to get beyond it, beyond the good time, realize that, you know, underneath all that, is some serious messages. messages about, like on Wrong Guy Baby, which is a rock song about a guy who feels unworthy of redemption. Now that is a dark place to be. When you're offered redemption and you just don't feel worthy of it and you reject it. That underneath all the fun is actually some real life going on. And enjoy that part too.
Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com. From their CD Beast for Love, here are the Dance Hall Pimps once more with Heartbreak of Dawn. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to RJC of the Dance Hall Pimps for his time and his music, and to Chip Schutzman of Miles High Productions. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. But let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.